I have been a minister for more than 25 years, and me only 30, so, you know, figure that out. But several years ago, I was part of a youth group that was talking about today's Bible reading from John 15. And it's, you know, the vine and the branches part there. And I was pointing out, like I did in the children's sermon, how branches do what they do. They bear fruit. They do it because that's what they do, quite simply. And then we talked further about the part that says, just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. And then I asked, what's a branch when it's not part of the tree? You know what answer I got? Yeah, it's a stick. Of course, if you look at that, it's a stick. It's easy to take a little journey down that road and say, well, I know that I'm not one of those gathered and burned things, those sticks, but I sure know who is. How dare they be so much like a stick, not abiding in the vine? God is clear on what's going to happen to them. Christians have been really good at doing this for a long, long time, at figuring out who's a stick and saying that they're going to get what's coming to them. But when we do stuff like that, we miss what I think is the most important piece in today's reading. And it's when Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. Not, I am the vine and you will be branches if you do it right. Or, I am the vine and you are in real danger of not being branches. But, you are the branches. That's what Jesus said. We are the branches. And what do branches do? What do branches do? Yes, they bear fruit. They make fruit. Just as a branch on a tree bears fruit, it's not a, this is what you should do kind of a thing. Or God's going to get you if you don't kind of thing. A branch bears fruit because that's what it does. We're branches on the vine bearing fruit because we do that. And you can still ask, but what if we don't? And the answer is we do. But what if they don't? Oh, so good at the they. And let's make sure that we understand this. Jesus is the vine. God is the vine grower. We are the branches. The vine grower is in charge of the pruning. Branches, that's us, we are not in charge of the pruning. Because branches don't cut off branches. We don't do that. It doesn't work in the whole picture. Branches bear fruit. And I know that there continues to be a tension in the whole part there where it says that God's love is unconditional, and we know that, but there's also that stick burning and pruning and cleaning off and threshing floor and fire and everything. And there is a tension. God's unconditional love, pruning branches, and what's happening there. And guess what? I'm going to just let that tension lie. Just let it stay there. We don't have to figure it out. I do say that whenever we are questioned with and wonder about parts of the Bible, what is this all about? There is that bit that we have to look at the Bible through, and that's that God redeems. God does the good thing. We're the ones who mess up. God isn't the one who messes up. And so whenever we mess up, God says, you're a branch. Don't be a stick, because you're not a stick. We bear fruit. We abide in love. We care for each other. We attend to one another. We treat every one of God's children, you know, everyone, as if they matter and as if all are precious to God. Because, of course, all are. So today we've got three confirmants. One, two, three. We're joining St. Paul's United Church of Christ, affirming the vows taken on their behalf at baptism. They wrote confirmation essays, and they stressed what joining the church means to them and what being part of the confirmation class has meant to them and what their faith journey thus far has been. And I want you to hear some of the thoughts of our confirmands. You'll know who said it, right? You'll kind of like tap each other. That was me. No one else knows exactly what you said, but of course you're welcome to share it later if people ask. To me, being a Christian is more than just believing in Jesus, but living our lives as he taught us. This is to be kind, loving, forgiving, friendly, and more. Whenever I have a big sports event, I always pray for me to do well or my team to play really well and win the game. Usually God pulls through on my prayer requests. Just this past year, visiting many different kinds of churches has helped me to understand more about how to be a good person and how to pass it on. Being a church, or part of a church, is like being part of a pizza. There are different toppings that make us all one big picture, which is held together by the crust, cheese, and sauce. Our crust is Jesus, who took the heat for us. The cheese is God, who binds us all here but allows us to move in our own way. And the sauce is the Holy Spirit, that force underneath us that gives us flavor and life. And we're all the toppings, special in our own different ways. In my life, I have seen how faith and religious beliefs have affected people, and most of the ways are very good. I try to let my life be the same and have faith and religion affect my life in a good way. Becoming a member of the church is more than just getting a fancy name tag and a white robe. It's being someone who is truly involved in their church community. Yeah, that's what confirmation is to me, joining the church full of other believers in Christ and getting another step higher in my relationship with God. I will want to continually look to God for guidance throughout the rest of my life, whether I'm still believing in the same religious beliefs as I do now or different ones later in life. Hopefully, I will still believe in God when I get older because he has changed my life so much, and all of it was for the good. Thoughts of our confirmands. Not all the beliefs or experiences are the same. Just like here in the pews, not all our beliefs or experiences are the same. Every one of them, every one of your thoughts in the pews, every one of our confirmands' thoughts represent a branch on a tree that bears fruit. Jesus is the vine. We are the branches, all of us, in love abiding. Amen.